the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back into the second hour of Coach's Conversation here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And we're still in basketball mode here, talking to Laverne boys basketball coach Chris Chambers. And Chris, it's been, kind of been one of those very emotional up and down, yin and yang, whatever you want to say, weeks. But that's kind of been the story of Laverne basketball this year, hasn't it?
Yes, you're right. This season.
Not just the whole season, yeah.
The whole season, yeah. We've had our ups and downs, but the thing you can always look at this point in time is that the fact that you're still alive. You know, yeah. You said out of 16 teams still remaining, we're one of them. That's something good to be excited about. So we can deal with what's happened so far. Even though it hurts, you still have to realize it's another day and move forward.
Well, some interesting points about the week since we had the chance to talk. First of all, you got to win that first one to get to the second one. Win that second one to have a chance to continue the season and be at this point. So Lincoln County came to your place, 62-59. Lincoln County kind of gave you everything you wanted, but you stuck that one out at home and came through and won that basketball game.
Yeah, explosive team. We thought we was prepared for them just for the simple fact that Siegel, fast up and down type team. So to play those guys three times, we felt like we was prepared for Lincoln County. Got in there and they switched it up on us a little bit. They did try to push as much as they could, but they also did a pretty good job of half court basketball, which we were surprised. But not saying they couldn't do it, just wasn't looking for them. We was thinking, you know, the film we saw, that we got to see them on, they was just up and down, playing hard basketball. And we prepared for that, and they switched it up and gave us a little something different. So that made it for a close game.
But won that game and went to Shelbyville. And I look at this maybe a little differently, but Tell me what you think about this comment. There are building blocks to a program, okay? Right. And the building block that you got to lay for Laverne Wolverine basketball happened by beating Tullahoma 68-66. That got you in the sectional round. That was the game that to get over the hump,
right?
You know, and to get to this point. Tullahoma was a lot better than I thought they were going to be. They shot the rock pretty good.
Yeah, we played. It was our third time, actually. We played them at their place, which they shot it extremely well that night. We just happened to shoot it pretty good ourselves. That's what kept us in the game at their place. And was able to pull that one out the second half. Brought them to our place again, where we did a better job with the point guard for him. 20 was his number. Thinking at home, 22 on the road, he changed the numbers on. But we did a pretty good job with him when we got him here. The other night, he was on fire. He played an extremely well game. Some other guys stepped up, but he played as well as I've seen him play. And I've gotten the opportunity to see him play three times playing against him. And once I saw him play Smyrna early in the year.
Yeah.
So they got a good team. They play hard, physical. We knew that's what we were more worried about than anything. They're bigs. They play physical. They're strong. They go after every rebound. They did hurt us on the glass. But that's been one of our weaknesses all year, just our offensive and defensive rebounding. But, you know, to pull it out, we're happy about it. We were glad that we were able to pull that one out. It was looking at one time like we were going to be packing it in this year, and Kamen Dowell he put our team, coaches, fans, just our school period on his back, and he carried us through that semifinals game.
He has a nose for the goal, a will to win, all of those cliches you can think of. He's got it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I talked to him after it, and I just asked him, because he has been playing well, but I asked him what got into him, and he said I wasn't ready to be done. And it showed. It showed that he wasn't, and I'm hoping he's feeling that same way on Monday.
Yeah, really. We're going to talk about the travel to Ottawa that you take coming up on Monday night. In that game, in that semifinal game, John's kind of did something to ankle, leg, you know, and didn't get to play in that finals. And that happened so early in that game. That's a critical piece to be missing. Somebody else had to step up, and that's, you know, Kamen had, what, 29, I think?
Yeah,
in that semifinal game. So he was one that kind of took up some slack, I think.
And then we had J.J. Horner, another sophomore of ours that stepped in. Wasn't a big production scoring, but just his energy and his life on the court, he made a huge difference for us that night. Also, Thomas Hart.
Well, he made all region.
Off one game because he actually didn't play him the night before. Just put him in, just ask him to go out there and play his heart out, and that's exactly what he did. He went out there and he gave us everything he had, and I was super proud of him. Talked to him after the game. Just congratulated him on his effort because he did. He played a great game, and he gave us just the opportunity, you know, just to be where we're at right now.
So where are you at with that injury, and what do you think?
At this point in time, he didn't practice with us the next day, and when we got him in there and we talked to him and everything, he's still favoring it. He still is pretty tender. We'll get a chance tomorrow to see if he's going to be able to go or not in practice, and if he can't, then we'll just have to try to move forward without him, and hopefully if we can win it, have him ready for that state tournament.
Boy, that week could come, you know, got to get there, but that week could come at a pretty good spot. Well, to the region finals, and gosh, you've had some great battles with the Blackman Blaze this year, haven't you?
Most definitely. Good games. Four of them.
Yeah.
You know, four.
Four. Yeah. I guess, you know, if you both get there, playing again would be good because you'd have to be in the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. We Coach Workman and I, we talked about it. I said it. I would love to see them again because I know if we did, we'd done really well if we get there a fifth time, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, we're looking forward to just the opportunity. But like I said, most of all, we got to take care of Monday first.
Monday versus Ottawa, and that one will be on the road. Coach, the game was back and forth. Blackman in the region finals, they eked out a 10-point lead. But, you know, Kamen again, and the other guys seemed to, you know, there was something about it. You know, we're going to keep this thing rolling, and you know, something happened in there. What was the difference, do you think?
Well, we weren't at the half. We weren't happy at all with our play. We felt like we went in 16 points at the half, 24-16, and we knew we were playing more of Blackman style. Like I said, I've said it a million times. Blackman is one of those teams. If it's 17-16 at the end of the ball game, as long as they're up, they're okay with it. They're patient. They'll take their time. And they're not that worried about the score. And I felt like for us, that first half, we didn't play our style at all. We went in behind. We went in there and we talked about it, was not pleased with it. And I told them the one thing is we can walk out of here and take a loss, but we need to at least walk off the court this second half feeling like we went out there and we gave everything we had. And that's what I told them after the game. You know, as bad as it hurt, I did tell them that I could walk out with my head held up because I felt like they went out their second half and they battled.
Battle they did, and I don't know that I have been involved in such a back and forth game in the final couple of minutes than that one. I mean, it was blow for blow, and it did, it came down to the final possession.
Absolutely, and who would you expect besides Darius Thompson to be in on that that final possession, making a big play for Blackman once again? But like I said, I was real happy with our guys. We sat down yesterday and we talked about things that we could have did differently. I told them about how I took the hit on as far as us getting that technical foul early in the game, taking the wrong jerseys. That was on me. I told them, you know, I learned from that. I also told our JJ, who took the ball out for us on that in a situation like that, I applaud you for the way you played all game, but we still have to learn from in a situation like that. We don't always throw the ball towards our goal if we're struggling to get it in, if we have no timeouts. And I also told the DeLorean Sparks, the kid that he threw it to, that, you know, it's just one of those where you got to jump up and you got to go after it a little harder. So I just felt like we were happy with what happened and what we did and where we are, but we all can learn from our mistakes that we made. And I started off with my mistake first.
Well, you know, you look at that situation. I don't think anybody had timeouts left because I'm pretty sure Blackman would have taken one in there too right before that. And so, you know, there were mistakes there on both sides, and I'm sure you will all learn from that. Had a chance, you know, had a pretty good look at the goal down there too after they took a one-point lead.
Yeah, we did. Blackman just jumped up and made a big play right there to not even give the ball a chance to get to the goal. So, you know, happy with them, proud of them. Blackman is a consistent team. That's one thing I can say about them. They've been consistent all year, and I told Coach Workman right now that they deserve everything that they have.
Well, you got to give your team some props here, too. They deserve to be where they are, battling in a tough district. Coach, I think, and we've kind of talked about this, a lot of people really didn't know where Laverne would be, and especially with losing some of the seniors you lost last year, I don't think they expected this year to be better than last year. And here you are playing for a right to play in the state tournament.
We try to use that as fuel. That's just the way we look at it. You know, 2 years in a row, been picked fifth, and it's not bad to be picked fifth in this district anyway. But at the same time, you also can still look at that and use that as fuel each and every day in practice and just to try to finish up better than what's expected of you.
Ootawa, it's a nice place, I hear. I've been a time or two. I know that you hate to have to go on the road, but you are still playing, and you know, you've won some games on the road all year. You played the whole region tournament on the road at Shelbyville, so I guess you treat it as another challenge, another opportunity here for your squad.
Definitely. We got to treat it as a challenge, and it's a very athletic team. Got to watch a little film on them so far. Should match up with them pretty good. They are athletic, but we have to just one of those times in the year where you can't have a bad game. You got to get out there and give us all you get.
Well, you know, I think there was maybe a little mild upset, you know, down there in their region finals. I don't think you could look at Region 4 AAA and say, what was it, an upset or not, you know, depending on whether you won or Blackman won in that one. But Bradley Central was 28-6, and they wound up the runner-up, so they travel to Blackman. You go to Ootawa. Did you have the opportunity to send somebody to scout, watch film? How do you handle that planning for the Owls?
Well, actually, coaching staff, we all get together, which we started yesterday. We'll break down some more tomorrow. But that we didn't have a chance to get anybody to get there and scout them. We do have several games, films on them, so we'll be able to sit down and watch those and just prepare as well as we can for them.
How do you handle that trip on Monday, you know, because it is a school day and everything? It's a little different.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, for these guys, it can give them a little experience of what's for them in the future. One, we'll leave around lunchtime and get on the road and try to get up towards Chattanooga, get something to eat, and get through Chattanooga before that traffic hits.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and get the guys in the gym and just have them focused and ready for that game because it's all or nothing on Monday.
Well, certainly want to continue the basketball season here in Rutherford County next week or in a week after.
Most definitely. We'd love to. I've been there as a player. And I would love to be there as a coach.
Yeah, on the sideline. I'm sure you'll bring out some kind of nifty suit and everything for that one too, huh?
I'll do my best.
I did want to mention, I'd heard during this week that Stephen Crutchfield kind of has some new responsibilities, but he's kind of been doing those anyway, hasn't he?
He has. With Laverne. He just came to me about a week ago and just told me that he didn't have a problem doing more. He would love to. It's just, you know, with Crutchfield helps a lot. He gives us everything, never asks for anything. You know, he's just one of those guys that you would love to have in your program. You know, we have a great guy within him. We have an awesome administration who backs us, who's, you know, for me, I'm blessed because I'm in a situation where I'm actually coaching for somebody to coach me, you know, so to have that opportunity that Mr. Ash has given me, I'm just tickled to death. That's the best way I can say it. Yeah.
And not only that, but you're trying to build back up pride in Laverne High School. And, man, I'm telling you, saw a pretty decent crowd of blue out there in the region finals. That was good to see.
It's definitely getting better. From last year to now, it's growing. We just hope that we know the better we do, the more, you know, our students, our fans, our community, everybody will get involved. But, you know, you got to go out there and you got to make them want to be a part of it.
Want to highlight as well, we kind of touched on this, but mentioned Thomas Hart was an all-region tournament selection, but DeLauren Sparks, Charles Macon Sutton, and Cayman Dial, so had pretty good representation. I think you can win a lot of ball games. Well, you know you can win a lot of ball games with that bunch.
I sure do. Those guys are a great group to have. They come out there and they compete, you know, and that's the main thing. As long as you compete, you give yourself a chance.
Well, Coach, I hope that we're right back here at this table next week talking about who you'll be playing at the Glass House the following week. And good luck at Ottawa. I know your guys will be up for the challenge, and appreciate you coming in this morning on this Saturday. And good luck to you. We've really thoroughly enjoyed following the Wolverines here in the tournament run.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope to be back next week also.
Let's make it. Let's just go ahead and make it a date here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
All right,
my man. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue the conversation here in just a moment. We appreciate Chris Chambers for coming in, talking with us here. We're going to switch gears to some girls basketball. Middle Tennessee Christian School coach Dan Wilkerson joining us next here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hang in there with us. We will be right back.